There have been 89 people terminated from the correction service even before these 13. We initiated this investigation. We were the first people to sign the MOU with the FBI, and we're not done yet. We inherited one of the more violent and integrity-plagued prison systems in the country, and we've been cleaning it up ever since.
Because the Department of Corrections chief and the warden still have jobs. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely. The chief of our corrections, our secretary of corrections, initiated this investigation. Why? And
well, this has been going on for 4 years.
Oh, no. It's been going on for 40 years.
Well, how did he not know about it then?
He was brought here to clean it up.
But there's some who say he hasn't cleaned it up enough.
Well, you can say that if you like, but we've certainly made more progress. If you look at the number of at the reduction of inmate on staff, or rather, inmate on staff, yes, inmate on staff assaults, we've driven that down 65%. You look at serious inmate on inmate assaults, we've driven that down 45%. And this is the most important investigation on prison-related gang corruption that has ever happened in our state. And it happened because we initiated it, because we reached out to the FBI, because we joined in partnership with the U.S. Attorney's Office. And the investigation is ongoing, and we're not done yet. And we're going to build and expand upon this beachhead. And we're also forwarding new technologies that will also help us in this fight.
Because the Washington Post and the FBI both said that a bill that you signed in 2010 allowed these unionized correctional officers a very permissive culture and allowed them to run wild.
Yeah, well, that's
not... How do you respond to that?
I disagree with that assertion, and I don't believe that there is any impediment to our ability to root out corruption in our prisons. And I think this case and the subsequent firings and the subsequent personnel actions will show that.
Does the city detention
cite such
an action? We changed leadership at this jail 6 months ago, and there has been a personnel action that's taken place with regard to the head of security at that prison. And as I said, we're not done yet. And the head of the FBI and the U.S. attorney have both said that the state initiated this investigation and these prosecutions.
Now, O'Reilly invited you on the show. We had a problem getting a return phone call from your staff. I didn't want to have to come down here to the docks to catch up.
Oh, it's good that
you
came. Look at all the jobs we're creating here.
All right. You going to come on the factory one of these days, Governor?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. We look forward to it.
I don't generally watch Fox, but
really?
I might come on.
Well, you should. Top cable network.
Does the detention center need to be closed? I know you closed the House of Corrections.
No, what we need to close is the ability of inmates to use cell phones within the prison. That's what we need to close. And you know what? The technological way to do that would have been really simple if the FCC had given us a green light many years ago. But the technical workaround has taken some time. Once we put it in place, it will make Maryland a national leader. The only other place where we've been able to do this as a country so far has been in Mississippi. But it's really about, it's about the intelligence sharing. It's about connecting the dots. It's also about not being shy, regardless of, the cheap shots of Bill O'Reilly or other people take when you go after corruption. The fact of the matter is it's a lot easier to ignore problems and to paper over them than it is to root them out. And in our state, we're going to root it out. And we're not done yet. This is the most important beachhead we've ever established against this blight, which affects many, many states throughout the United States. But we're going to root it out. We're going to continue to expand this beachhead that we've opened. And we're very appreciative of the U.S. Attorney's Office and also of the FBI for their cooperation. And I don't think it's fair to second-guess them how long their investigation took. I'm grateful the FBI came in. I'm grateful the U.S. Attorney's Office has come in. And we're going to continue to work with them, and we hope they stay involved with us because the hammer that they bring to this work is really important.